Good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order at 1:33 p.m. We're in Belts Room 105 of the Thomas Stewart Building in the nation's most beautiful capital city of Juneau, Alaska. Today is Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Members present are Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Dunbar, and myself, Senator Bjorkman. Senators Merrick and Bishop are in finance. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please turn off or silence your cell phones. I'd like to recognize and welcome our recording secretary, Lisa Denny, and our LAO moderator, Joseph Giesbrecht. Today, we have a number of items on our agenda. First up is Senate Bill 225, Occupational Licensing Fees, followed by House Bill 253, Federally Designated Refrigerants. Third is House Bill 17, Contraceptive Coverage Ensure Medicine Assistance. Batting cleanup today is House Bill 237, Temporary Permit for Lapsed Nurse Licenses. Following that will be House Bill 309, Delegation of Routine Optometric Services. And then last will be House Bill 254, Block Pornography to Minors, Social Media. First up, Senate Bill 225. This is the second hearing on this bill. Our last hearing of the bill was on March 15th when we had a presentation of the bill. Today, it is my intention to have a recap of the bill, take public testimony, and look to the will of the committee. With us for a recap of Senate Bill 225, we have Director Sylvan Robb from the Corporation of Businesses and Professional Licenses. Director Robb, welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce. Could you please give us a recap of this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Sylvan Robb, Director of the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing. Mr. Chair, Senate Bill 225 does one primary thing. So currently, professional licenses are paid for by the fees that licensees pay for those licenses. And as part of that fee setting calculation, currently it includes investigations and all of the hearing costs that come with those. This bill proposes to fund those investigations in a different manner using fees from corporations. It does not require that we increase fees on corporations. We already collect additional funds beyond what's needed to run the corporations program. There are four main benefits that this will have. Currently, the investigation portion of professional licensing fees is the most volatile aspect of that equation. And so it can lead to substantial increases in licensure fees from one period to the next. The most dramatic we saw was for midwives, who saw an increase from just under $1,800 to $3,800 from one renewal to the next. So this will definitely help smooth out those fees. Additionally, taking this out of that fee setting calculus will lead to a reduction in fees for many programs. Obviously, those with the most investigations will see the largest reduction, but it certainly would not lead to an increase in licensing fees for any profession. Thirdly, right now, those people who are following the rules, getting licensed, following the rules when they have that license, are paying for the investigations into those folks who opt not to get a license and practice unlicensed, or for those individuals who are not following the rules. And then lastly, there's potentially a disincentive for those licensees who do understand the way fees are calculated. You know, if they think that there's maybe not as great of risk to public harm, they may be dissuaded from reporting on one of their fellow licensees. And wrap up, I'll just let you know that, again, this the division would continue to be self-supporting, and of our 21 regulatory boards, 14 have submitted letters of support for this, as well as the Alaska Hospital and Healthcare Association.
Very well. Are there any questions for the director? Thank you very much. At this time, I'll open public testimony on Senate Bill 225. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify? Is there anyone online? Seeing and hearing none, I will close public testimony on Senate Bill 225. Is there a committee discussion? Seeing and hearing none, what are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move to report Senate Bill 225. Version 33, Golf Sierra 2366, / alpha, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, Senate Bill 225, version /Apple, is reported from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork and set up for the next bill. Back on the record, 140. We'll now take up the next bill on our agenda, House Bill 253. This is our second hearing on the bill. We first heard this bill on April 22nd when we had a presentation of the bill. Today is my intention to have a recap of the bill, take public testimony, and look to the will of the committee. With us to present a brief recap of the bill, we have staff to the Honorable Representative Stanley Wright. Please put your name on the record and begin your presentation. Welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce.
Thank you. Through the chair, for the record, this is Joseph I. Mason, staff to Representative Wright, and we again would like to thank you for hearing House Bill 253 today. Just a short recap, House Bill 253 ensures the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, or HVACs for short, and construction industries in Alaska can easily transition to the use of new refrigerants and technologies which are less pollutant than the currently used hydrofluorocarbons. HB 253 is necessary so that Alaska may participate in the larger federal push to transition away from HFC-containing refrigerants, which was initiated as part of the American Innovation and Manufacturing Act, signed into law December 2020. I just wanted to point out that HB 253 does not contain any mandate. It only allows Alaskans to move forward with this transition by ensuring that our building codes cannot prevent the use of HFC alternatives if all safety installation standards are met. Thank you for healing our bill again.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Seeing and hearing none, at this time I'll open public testimony on House Bill 253. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify to House Bill 253? Is there anyone online who wishes to testify? Seeing and hearing none, at this time I will close public testimony. Is there any committee discussion? Seeing and hearing none, what are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move to report House Bill 253, version 33, Lima Sierra, 0983, /alpha, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any committee discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, House Bill 253, version /alfalfa, is reported from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. Take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork and set up for the next bill. We're back on the record, 144 here in Belts Room 105. Up now is House Bill 17. This is our second hearing on the bill. We first heard this bill on April 29th when we had a presentation of the bill and took invited testimony. Today is my intention to have a recap of the bill, take public testimony, and look to the will of the committee. With us to present a brief recap of the bill, we have the sponsor, Honorable Representative Ashley Carrick, and her trusty staff, Representative, ma'am. Welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce. Please put yourselves on the record and begin the recap of your bill.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you so much to the members of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. For the record, Ashley Carrick, representative for House District 35 in West Fairbanks, and my staff, Sherry Bowman, is with me as well. Just to give a very brief recap of House Bill 17, this bill aligns Alaska statutes with some federal contraceptive coverage mandates and provides for up to a 12-month prescription for contraception, where right now it is a 1 to 3 month prescription. So we're simply extending the time that is mandated for insurance to cover contraceptives. Once again, just want to reiterate for the record that the bill does not include controversial items such as emergency contraception or abortifacients. It's a frequently asked question. And also that this bill doesn't change anything about the relationship between the provider and the patient, about what to prescribe a particular patient, simply changes what the patient can then have covered by insurance. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Madam Representative. Are there any questions from members of the committee? I have a question. Does this bill legalize any drugs that are not currently legal and available to people?
To the chair, no, it does not.
Thank you very much. Seeing and hearing no other questions, at this time I will open public testimony on House Bill 17. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Is there anyone online who wishes to testify? First up, we have Casey Cassort. Please state your name, affiliation, location for the record, and begin your testimony. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Casey Cassort. I'm a lifelong Alaska resident in Fairbanks and calling on behalf of myself in support of House Bill 17. I first really want to thank Representative Carrick for making this bill such a priority in the House and getting it through all of its committees of referral. And I really appreciate all her work to get it this far in the Senate as well. And I really value this bill, which would improve consistent access to birth control for so many Alaskans who rely on it to plan our families and manage menstrual pain and chronic conditions like endometriosis and PCOS, which affect about 1 in 10 women in Alaska. So, as you've heard, House Bill 17 ensures that we can pick up a year's supply of birth control if our doctor decides that's what's best for us. The last time I testified in support of this bill in the last legislature, I was on a prescription medication that my insurance only filled 1 month at a time, and it was just such a hassle to make it to the pharmacy in that narrow window between being allowed to refill the medication and running out and missing doses. So I ended up rationing this medication in order to make it stretch a little bit more to cover those days between requesting a refill and being able to pick it up, and that's just not something you could do with a birth control pill. And this was also what I had to do as a person in Fairbanks with reliable transportation. I don't travel a lot. I have a flexible job. I don't have children. And it was still such a frustrating situation. So my friends who are grad students and wildland firefighters and my mentors who are constantly traveling for work or to care for aging family members just do not have the luxury of being able to get to a pharmacy every month. So this bill, I think, is really important because of that. I was also on birth control that I picked up every 3 months all through college when I was at UAF here in Fairbanks. And because I had consistent access to that medication, I was able to finish my degree with a really clear vision for my future. And I don't have an exciting story to share because my birth control did exactly what I wanted it to do. And that's what I want for every Alaskan who wants or needs birth control. This bill just makes sense. And I urge you to move it out of committee and vote yes for it on the Senate floor as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. It's very timely. Up next, Desiree Arrowson. Please state your name, location, and affiliation for the record and begin your testimony.
Hello, my name is Desiree Arrowson. I'm calling from Juneau, Alaska, and I'm calling on behalf of the Juneau Pro-Choice Coalition. I urge you to pass HB 17. I think it's very important that women are able to maintain their birth control regularly. I can tell you personally that I've had one abortion, and I had it because I ran out of birth control and I was unable to get it in time before I got pregnant. And so it was an awful decision to have to make, and I don't want other women to have to make that decision if they are unable to maintain their prescription. And I ask you to support HB 17 today. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony, ma'am. Is there anyone else online or in the room who wishes to testify to House Bill 17? Seeing and hearing none at this time, I will close public testimony. Is there any committee discussion? Seeing and hearing none, what are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move to report House Bill 17, version 33, Lima Sierra 0222/Romeo from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Mr. Chairman, I further move that we grant legislative legal authority to make corrections to any typographic errors in the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, House Bill 17 version /Ralph is reported from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork and set up for the next bill. Back on the record, it's 1:53 p.m. Up next, we will now take up House Bill 237 by Representative Mike Prox. This is our second hearing on this bill. The committee first heard of the bill on Wednesday, May 1st, when we had a presentation of the bill. It is my intention to have a recap of this bill and then take public testimony and further look to the will of the committee. To give us a brief recap of the bill, we have staff to bill sponsor, the Honorable Representative Mike Prox, Riley Nye. Mr. Nye, welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce. Please join us. Thank you. State your name and begin your recap.
For the record, Riley Nye, staff to Representative Prox. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee for hearing House Bill 237, an act relating to temporary permits for nurses with lapse licenses. The idea for this bill came about when a returning Alaskan nurse named Dawn Hughes contacted our office with her concerns. You'll find in your bill packets both a letter of support from Ms. Hughes as well as from the Alaska Board of Nursing. Ms. Hughes was seeking to reinstate her Alaska nursing license and was having a number of difficulties in the process. One of the immediate problems she was facing was that the Alaska Board of Nursing was unable to issue her a temporary permit to practice while she was waiting for her license to be reinstated. She didn't understand why they wouldn't issue her a temporary permit to practice, and yet they would issue temporary permits to nurses that are applying for their license for the first time. The answer is, currently, the Alaska Board of Nursing is statutorily limited in issuing temporary permits only to those people seeking a first-time Alaska nursing license. HB 237 would solve this problem simply by amending AS 0868210 temporary permits to allow the Board of Nursing to issue a temporary permit to a person applying for reinstatement of a lapsed license, as long as the person meets the same requirements as a person applying for a license by examination. With Alaska's medical providers currently facing a vacancy rate of 20% to 30%, it's vital that we address this problem from every angle. For these reasons, I request your support for House Bill 237. Thank you.
Thank you for that recap, Mr. Nye. Are there any questions for Mr. Nye? Seeing and hearing none, at this time, I will open public testimony on House Bill 237. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Is there anyone online? Seeing and hearing none, we will close public testimony on House Bill 237. Is there any committee discussion? Seeing and hearing none, what are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move to report House Bill 237, version 33, Lima Sierra, 1098, / alpha from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, House Bill 237, version / anteater, is reported from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Take a brief at ease while we set up for the next bill and sign the paperwork. Back on the record, 1:58 p.m. here in Beltram 105. We'll now take up House Bill 309 by Representative Justin Ruffridge. This is our second hearing on the bill. The committee first heard this bill on Wednesday, May 1st, when we had a presentation of the bill. Today, it is my intention to have a recap of the bill, take public testimony, and look to the will of the committee. With us to present a brief recap of the bill, we have sponsor, the Honorable Representative Justin Ruffridge, and his staff, Bud Sexton. Representative, Mr. Sexton, welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce. Please put yourselves on the record and begin your recap of this bill.
Good afternoon, Chair Bjorkman and members of the committee. Thank you for taking up House Bill 309 today. House Bill 309 simply seeks to allow optometrists to delegate some of the routine services that they perform inside their clinics to staff that have the training necessary to do so. This bill would seek to allow the board to adopt regulations that would authorize an optometrist that's authorized for their services in this state to delegate some routine services to an agent of the optometrist. Those regulations would then require that the agent not require a license to perform those duties because it is a delegated duty, prohibit the optometrist from delegating any duties to pain management or opioid use or addiction, and also require the board to define what a routine service would be. Some of those routine services, though, we've heard in testimony from optometrists throughout the state. This is a bit of a cleanup bill, so to speak, as some of these practices are ongoing, and this was brought about by some changes in regulation that were attempted by the board and could not be processed due to the fact that they did not have the authority to delegate routine services. That is HB 309 in a nutshell, and certainly happy to answer questions, provide any additional clarification.
Thank you, Representative. Are there questions from members? Seeing and hearing none, at this time I'll open public testimony on House Bill 309. Is there anyone in the room that wishes to testify? Is there anyone online? We have Rebecca Wilder. Ma'am, please state your name, location, and affiliation for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon, Chair Bjorkman, Vice Chair Bishop, and distinguished members of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. My name is Rebecca Wilber. I'm an Alaska Native person, Yupik Eskimo, optometrist from Quinnahock, Alaska. I currently practice in Fairbanks, Alaska. I appreciate this opportunity today to testify. I use optometric assistants on a daily basis. They improve efficiency and help contain costs. I enthusiastically support House Bill 309, which grants the Alaska Board of Examiners and Optometry the authority to draft regulation regarding the delegation of routine optometric services. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, ma'am. We greatly appreciate it. Is there anyone else online who wishes to testify? Seeing none, last call from people in the room. Seeing and hearing none, at this time I will close public testimony on House Bill 309. Is there any committee discussion? Seeing and hearing none, what are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move to report House Bill 309, version 33, Lima Sierra 1189, backslash alpha, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, House Bill 309, version backslash alpha, is reported from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork and set up for the next bill. We're back on the record. Senate Labor and Commerce here in Belts Room 105. Now we will take up House Bill 254 by the Honorable Representative Sarah Vance. This is our second hearing on this bill. The committee first heard the bill on Wednesday, May 1st, when we had a presentation on the bill. Today it is my intention to have a recap of the bill, take public testimony, and look to the will of the committee. With us to present a brief recap of the bill is staff to sponsor the Honorable Representative Sarah Vance, Bob Ballinger. Mr. Ballinger, welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce. Please state your name for the record and begin the recap of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Bob Ballinger from Representative Vance's office. And she does apologize that she couldn't be here, that she is chairing a meeting. She may try to break and pop in, but she wanted me to send her condolences. So HB 254 is a bill that's designed to limit the access of individuals who are minors from accessing pornography. So the way it works is it prohibits any pornography provider that has a substantial portion of their website dedicated to pornography from providing that service to Alaska unless they have a commercially reasonable age verification system. And so it does that. It sets up penalties if a website doesn't provide that and enables the Attorney General to pursue civil penalties. The bill also, as it is currently drafted, includes a provision that limits access to minors or young minors, 14 and young or younger than 14, from accessing social media, and it also has a provision for a credit for parents to set up a parental control system.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ballinger. Are there any questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, at this time I will open public testimony on House Bill 254. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Is there anyone online? David Edmondson. Mr. Edmondson, please state your name, location, and affiliation for the record. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Chair Bjorkman. Through the chair, for the record, my name is David Edmondson, and I'm TechNet Senior Vice President for State Policy and Government Relations. I'm calling from Austin, Texas. I will be extremely brief. My understanding is that there's going to be a committee substitute which addresses our concerns by removing Section 3 of the engrossed version of the bill. Appreciate the committee's willingness to work with us. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Edmondson. Any questions from committee members? Thank you. Anyone else in the room or online wishing to testify to Senate Bill, House Bill 254? Seeing and hearing none, at this time I will close public testimony. Is there any committee discussion? Members have a draft CS in their packets. Senator Gray Jackson, may I have a motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the committee adopt committee substitute for HB 254 version 33 Lima Sierra 0990 / Romeo as the working document.
I'll object for purposes of explanation. With us to explain the changes incorporated in this committee substitute, we have the award-winning Conrad Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staff to Senator Bjorkman and the committee. The CS before you version / Romeo makes a change which deletes Section 2 and Section 3 of the bill, which were previously added to the bill on the House floor. So starting page 4, line 18, delete all materials to the end of the bill.
Thank you very much for that explanation, sir. Are there any questions for Mr. Jackson? I'll remove my objection to the CS. Is there further objection? Seeing and hearing none, CS for House Bill 254, version / Romeo, is before us as a working document. Is there any committee discussion on the underlying bill? Senator Gray Jackson, what are the wishes of the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to report committee substitute for House Bill 254, version 33, Lima Sierra 0990/Romeo from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, CS for House Bill 254, version /Romeo is reported from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork.
Thank you, committee.
Set up for the next bill. Back on the record. That concludes our agenda for today. The Senate Labor and Commerce Committee will meet again on Monday, May 6th. And at this time, we have two bills on our schedule for Monday: House Bill 88, Warehouse Worker Quotas, and House Bill 203, Payment of Wages, Payroll Card Accounts. As there is no further business before the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee today, we're adjourned at 2:12 p.m.